would you like to talk to with one of the other characters?
Okay. Prudence?
Okay. Hi.
Hello.
My name's Prudence. I'm a level-headed sort of person, and I like to think that there's a practical solution for everything. Can you tell me what have you been doing with your in your recent past? What have you been doing?
At the moment, I'm trying to complete a PhD in psychology. So most of my time at the moment is basically just spent trying to write.
Uh-huh. Well, that sounds like a very sensible thing to be doing. Are you enjoying doing that?
It's coming and going. At the moment, I'm actually not enjoying it because I've reached a bit of a wall where I just seem to sit at my desk and stare into space and desperately wait for the inspiration to come, but it's not coming. You know, it takes so much effort to write one sentence, and I think I'm having a bit of a downhill moment this week, but I'm hoping that the motivation will come back next week.
Yeah, well, there's ups and downs in all things in life.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes a bit of perseverance, and then you'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, what are the good bits and what are the hard bits?
I think it's the hardest bit is just starting off. I actually have an outline written out because I'm very into making my outlines and my lists and things like that, so that when I've completed any small task, it can be ticked off. And that I always find very good at motivating me. But at the moment, for some reason, the only part I haven't done in my outline is the very first bullet point that I need to write, say, a page on. But because it's the very first part of this piece of writing, it seems to be the hardest to come out. And that I'm finding the hardest, probably, just writing the start, as strange as that sounds.
Yeah, I know it's often difficult to get a beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's the start at the end.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you think it's going well? Do you think?
I think it's going well. It's very hard to tell because writing so much isn't something I've done in a long time. You know, I feel like I've spent the past 3 years developing things in other areas, like the actual carrying out of data or presenting. But it's been so long since I've actually had to just sit down and write pages and pages that, you know, there's a part of me that worries that maybe, you know, it's been too long. Maybe I have lost the skill and it'll just take a bit longer to come back. But I keep telling myself that once I get into more of a swing of it, then it'll come easier. Because I remember being an undergrad and I used to quite enjoy writing. I used to just like sort of sitting in the library, shutting myself off and typing away. So I think I'm just waiting for that to come back, really.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm sure with a bit of hard work and dedication, everything will turn out okay.
Mm-hmm.
In your outside of that of your work, what are you doing?
I think the biggest thing I'm doing at the moment actually is I have a friend who's getting married in the summer, and I'm organising her hen party for next month. So that's pretty much all I'm focused on outside of work at the moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound like a sensible thing to do.
No. Well, you'd be surprised. This is a very sensible friend of mine. So actually, yes, I'm trying to organise what she refers to as a sensible, dignified hen, which is quite dull in a way. I'm trying to find ways of being sensible in a hen, and it's harder than you would think. But
well, it sounds a very wise friend that you're taking a sensible approach there. And do you think, will it be an enjoyable time?
I think it will be, because I think... Again, this is just because I enjoy organising things like this, and this is back to my whole idea of lists and everything, and I have on my list made out of what's going to happen all 3 days of the weekend. And I think a lot of the stuff planned out, it's going to be very nice and quite calm, and it should just be a nice relaxing weekend with a few drinks thrown in.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds like a wise way to spend that particular kind of night. What about in the longer term? What are your plans for the future?
I don't actually have a long-term plan at the moment. I know I should be applying for jobs at the moment, but my problem is I'm not quite sure what I want to apply for. So I have actually applied for a few things. My logic at the moment is just apply for anything that looks remotely interesting, you know, and if nothing else, at least it'll keep me looking and it'll keep the whole job applying skills going. But I've only applied for 2 things so far and haven't actually heard back from either of them yet. But just knowing that I'm trying and looking is making me feel better than doing absolutely nothing at all.
Yeah. But well, I'm sure with a bit of time spent in that direction, things will work out for the best. And are you happy?
In general, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad to hear that.